Well, good morning. Good morning. This is Desi Payne, and I am so excited to be on the phone with everybody today. Becky is at the John Maxwell Conference in Orlando, and so we'll also pray for her at the end here. But I don't know how many of you have been able to watch the Olympics, and I get so motivated and inspired every single time they're on, and I just love watching them. And my two favorites this year are the women's gymnastics team for the United States and Michael Phelps. And the other, someone else I really liked are the two Simones, Simone Manuel, who is the first African-American to win in swimming. And it was really awesome. She gave glory to God after she won. And then there was Simone Biles, who everybody just adores and loves now, who won the all-around champion gold in gymnastics, and she won the gold in the vault last night. And then, of course, you love to hear the behind-the-scenes personal stories about everybody, and especially with Simone Biles. Her mother was an alcoholic and drug addict. And so her grandparents adopted her and her siblings, and so they became mom and dad to her. And so watching the parents in the stands was also really fun to watch. Either, you know, it was either like, you know, you could tell they were in agony watching them, or, you know, when they won, it was just such a delight to see them so excited. And then I don't know how many of you saw the man that was doing his gymnastics on the vault and then broke his leg, and it was very evident, and that just made your stomach turn. And then also the woman who was doing the gymnastics and doing all the flips and landed on her neck. And you could tell after she did it, you know, her neck hurt and she left the arena. But lo and behold, it was so inspiring. 15 minutes later, she comes back and does the vault, and it was amazing. And she said she hurt, but she wasn't going to work for 4 years and not do what she came to do. So talk about determination. So overall, we always just love to see people win, and it breaks your heart when people fall or lose. Well, I believe God wants us to win at whatever we do. In fact, in Deuteronomy 28:8, he says that he wants to bless everything we put our hands to. And the first Olympics began more than 2,700 years ago, and the first Olympic Games were held in Athens. And when my husband and I were on a cruise a few years ago, we went to the Greek islands, and we went to Olympia, where the first Olympics took place. And so we saw the ruins of the first track field. And it wasn't oval like you see today. It looked just like a football field. So we have these awesome pictures of us running on it. And then the first games had 300 athletes and 9 different sports. And now, of course, you know, they're held all over the world. But just think, what a change. 10,500 athletes with 98 sports with 204 nations. But the only thing that hasn't changed is going for the gold. So today I want to talk to you about going for the gold with your business. So what does that mean? I'm not talking about getting a gold medal, of course. Going for the gold is what you really want to accomplish in your business. And right now, going for the gold for me would be speaking and training every single week. And my financial goal would be, you know, get out of debt. And my husband and I are going to have our 30-year anniversary next June. And so going for the gold for me would be for us to go to Hawaii on our 30th anniversary. So your gold or goals are probably different from mine. Now, you've probably all heard of Nike shoes, and the word Nike is a word used to describe Olympic winners, and here you thought Nike meant stinky running shoes. But Jeff Johnson, the first employee of Nike, used the name which symbolized the Greek goddess victory. Well, the Apostle Paul, using the language of the day, said, "We as believers are more than just some man-made Greek goddess. We are victorious in Christ Jesus, the only one who can provide real victory in our lives." Well, I believe God can bless anybody's business, but I also believe we have to do our part. So let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:25, and there it says, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. A few nights ago, they were interviewing some of the United States women's gymnasts, and they were talking about what they had to give up. I mean, here they are in high school, probably some of them are seniors, because they said they gave up prom, they gave up dances, social events, sports events, and in that place, they had to practice and work out at least 8 to 12 hours a day. And there was footage of them exercising, and comparing to the exercise I do, I can't even say that I even exercise. I mean, it was just amazing what these young women were doing to get their bodies in shape. And when they mentioned giving up things, it reminded me of one of my favorite stories. And it's about an avid golfer, and this is a true story. He was golfing, and he had someone else golfing with him, and the other person kind of threw out a business proposal to him. And he said, well, you know, really, if I did that, I'd have to devote a lot of time to it, and I'd have to give up golfing. And so after considerable thought, he did decide to go with this business deal, and he did quit golfing, and he quit golfing for 3 years. And again, he loved to golf, but he gave it up, and now today he owns his own golf course. So I'm sure he golfs a lot now, but he said he had to give up to go up. And I think that is so true with our businesses. Sometimes we have to give things up to attain the goal that we want. When I was watching the Olympics a few nights ago, it really made me think about my business. If you really want to win at something, you have to work hard for it. And if I'm going to be going to Hawaii next June or speaking and training every single week like I would want to do, I can't be lazy. And I think the phone it's not just going to ring on its own. I have to get out there and put forth a lot of effort. If you saw the race with Michael Phelps, when he won his 22nd gold medal, he had just swam 200 meters. And then he went to the podium, he got his gold medal, and then he raced, and no pun intended, back to where he needed to get ready for his next race. And even the TV commentators, they timed it from his last race to when the next one would start, and it was something like 36 minutes. And he had to have been exhausted. It barely gave him time to get physically and mentally ready for this race, but he went ahead and did it. And it was a semifinal, and he got second. But when they interviewed him afterwards, he said that it was tough and it hurt. And you know what? A lot of times in our businesses, you know, things are tough and it hurts. There are things that you don't always want to do. And it reminded me of 1 Corinthians 9:27, again, that it says, I need to discipline my body and bring it into subjection. When you go for the gold and those goals, you have to do things you don't want to do. I mean, it's a reality. There are things that you don't want to do and spend time doing. You might have to get up extra early. You might have to call people you don't want to talk to, or you have to have face-to-face conversations with people that you don't want to talk to. Or it could just be anything that would be a challenge in your business. And then that particular race with Michael Phelps winning the 22nd gold medal, I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures on social media, but it has to be one of my most favorite pictures now. There seemed to be a bit of rivalry between him and another racer, and this racer beat him in the last 2012 London Olympics, and the racer's name is Chad Laclos from South Africa. Well, in this particular race, their lanes were right next to each other, and toward the end of this race, you see Michael Phelps looking straight ahead at the finish line, and then you have in this picture Chad lifting his head out of the water looking at Michael Phelps, and Michael Phelps beat him at 4/100ths of a second. And maybe that other guy would have won had he not taken his eyes off the goal. And I said that to say that it's important to stay focused, because if you are an entrepreneur and if you're even based in your home, it's so easy to get distracted from the goals that you have. I love the scripture about Jesus, who always kept focused. In Luke chapter 9, it says that he set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem. Jesus was going for the gold, and we know he got lots of distractions. And his goal, of course, was to go to the cross, and we all know that he did win that gold. In Galatians 6:9, it says, "Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." And I'm sure there have been times when those athletes didn't want to spend their day training. I'm sure there have been times when they wanted to give up. So don't give up on a client. Don't give up on your business. Just don't give up. If we look at Philippians 4:13, and it's probably one of the most well-known scriptures, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Just think of the extra strength you have because Christ is in your life. Another thing I noticed watching the gymnasts is when they would fall off the parallel bars or fall off the beam, or if they fell out of bounds on the floor mat, they always got back up. And one of my favorite scriptures in Proverbs 26:16 says that when a righteous man falls down, he gets back up. And it doesn't matter if it's 7 times or 100 times, God is trying to emphasize to us, when you fall down, you get back up. We're not giving up, people. And it's the same for your business. If you have, quote, a failure, don't stay down, get back up. And then in Luke 18:1, it says to always pray and never give up. You know, why did he connect that praying and never giving up? Because when you're praying, you know, God might give you some new direction. God might say, you know, you're done with this, let's move on. God might say, here's a new client. God might say, he'll just give you a brand new idea. So it's important to always pray and never give up. I have this little book, and ironically, I was reading it last week when the Olympics started, and I didn't even know I was going to run across this page, but it's called The 100 Most Important Bible Verses for Leaders. And so I'm going to read you the section that I read last week because it was just part of what got me inspired to even talk about going for the gold today. But it starts out with the scripture, 1 Corinthians 9:24, and it says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it." And often, the difference between the runner who wins and the runner who loses is the motivation of the runner. Trophies are not enough to motivate the tenacity needed for a 10K marathon. However, more intangible rewards such as integrity, compassion, and courage can be the fuel that keeps the runner in the race to win. An inner motivation must fuel the leader to win a winning race. I'm going to read that again because I thought that was so good. An inner motivation must fuel the leader to run a winning race. Without a goal, you have no reason to press toward what lies ahead. You can create goals for every area of your life, including family and spiritual goals. Equally as important as the goal is to the real reward of achieving the goal. What you really want to gain from the experience is sometimes more than the superficial, tangible prize. If your goal is to have the highest sales and win a cruise, decide what you really want out of the goal. It could be that you do not really want the prestige of honor of being the most productive sales associate, but that you want to spend time with your family vacationing on the cruise. So the motivating fuel would be your love for your family. In leadership and in life, the goal is to finish your race. The way you run your race will determine if your run was worthy of obtaining your prize. Your faithfulness to God and your commitment to others will help you achieve success in your race. So run your race to win. I just thought that was the coolest devotion to have last week during the Olympics. And now this is something that I want everybody to do, if you have time to do it today or sometime this week, but there is a YouTube commercial for Under Armour, and it features Michael Phelps. And it shows his tenacity and hard work, and it's like, wow, you watch, you get up in the morning, you put that on, you're going to get motivated. And by the way, if you didn't know, Michael Phelps did win his 23rd gold medal a couple nights ago. And then what's even better than all that, and I don't know if you know this, but in 2014, Michael Phelps gave his life to Christ. So there's another YouTube video that says that it's called The Evolution of Michael Phelps. So if you want to hear about him coming to Christ, that is like so totally cool. Well, I'm going to conclude with this. You may not be in training to be an Olympic medalist, but you do have dreams, goals, and desires that you want to accomplish. This last week has demonstrated on the Olympics how thoughts, words, attitudes, and actions can make or break you. So always think positive. See in your mind yourself already at the goal. Speak words of faith. Rid yourself of negative or self-limiting speech. And always have an attitude of a winner, even in times of defeat, because failure, challenges, and obstacles will come on your way to the goal or the gold. But if you fail forward, you can't lose with a winner's attitude. And lastly, be ready to put in the work. Success will not come without sacrifice and consistency. And faith without works is dead, says God's word. And the difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is that successful people are willing to do things unsuccessful people aren't willing to do. And the scripture, the last scripture I want to read to you, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. I'm going to say that again. Run so that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So today, go for the gold. You can do it. You can have that gold in your business and do awesome, do great, be encouraged. So right now I want to end with prayer. I'm going to pray for Becky, and I'm also going to pray for Carol and her group that's going to be traveling. So Heavenly Father, I just come to you today in the name of Jesus. And I lift up Carol and those that she's traveling with today, that you'll encamp about them and protect them and keep them safe in their path of life. There is no death. I just pray that the angels of God will just lead them and just give them, again, a safe journey home. And we pray over Becky at the John Maxwell annual conference this week, that Father God, you'll just give her the right connections with people. You'll just give her good sleep. You'll give her good rest. We pray over that toe that was broken last week, that it won't give her any issues this week. And we just pray for her whole body, health and strength, and that it will just be a profitable trip for her. And Father, I pray for everybody else on the line today that you'll just give them encouragement, give them encouragement in their businesses, that Father God, that yes, they can obtain the prize, that they can go for the gold, and that you'll just encourage everybody, and that you just bless everybody today with an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen. So everybody have a great day. God bless you. And I'm sure Becky will be on again next week. Bye-bye.